Tabernatio, there we go. Wednesday night.
Today we've got a very interesting shayla. Came up a few weeks ago, the shtot was busy about it and would like to see the shayla, why should it be a problem, why is a mutter or not. What happened was, a few weeks ago, there's a moya, the gemoysa in the shtot, I'm not here to speak about it, everyone knows about special spirit, very moya, the gemoysa. They send out to every family a moya, the gemoysa book. All remember the main problem was at the time, you're allowed to read it on Shabbos or not. We know at home we've got games for Shabbos, we've got games you can only use during the week, you can't use them on Shabbos. So we've got games for Shabbos, and we've got some of the games you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. This book you're allowed to read on Shabbos or only during the week. What's the problem? Here, how the data was, here I can see, is when you open it, there's another picture underneath. The shayla here is the shayla of Kosek Amoichek. By opening it, you're breaking the first picture, you're Moichek. You're breaking the picture. Now, Moichek on Kosek, as we know, is not only by letters, it's also by pictures. You can see here a few pages also have letters, but it doesn't make a difference if it's a picture or a letter. I'm breaking this picture now, that's moichik. I'm rubbing out the picture, the picture's gone. And by closing it, I'm writing, I'm kosef, I'm putting back the picture. Is that a problem of moichik and kosef or not? That was the shayla. Oh, very good. A similar case, I remember, I haven't seen it for a while, but the gap, yeah. You open and close the zip, it might be more of a problem. But we'll see after all, we discuss. We also have, very often in shul, take a siddur, it's already a few years old, often there's a torn page, are you allowed to fold it, can you put the pages next to each other in order to be able to read the words? Cake, yeah. Oh, very good. So that's where it starts. Going back many years ago, the tshuvas are Ramon. The Ramon has a tshuva by the case. Someone on the side of his sefer here, I wrote Shulchan Aruch, Mishdabura, that was the name of the owner, whoever owns the sefer. But there were oysters, there were letters on the side of the sefer. And when I open the sefer, I break the oysters, the letter, and then I close it, I'm putting the pages back on itself, and now I can read it again. So the Ramah has a tshuva about such a case. And he allows you to use such a sefer, even though that by opening you're going to break the letters, by closing you're going to rewrite the letter. Why? So he says three different sources. First he says, because like by when you build by boine, there's a svara, something which is made to open and close, yeah? A sukkah, so much. You're allowed to open and close your sukkah roof. You have a folding chair, you got a baggy,
open the door,
yeah, very good, Marshall. Anything which is made for it to open and close, there's no issue boina. Boina is only if I take something and I build something new. Something which is made to open and close, there's no boina. So the Ramah wants to say, the same is by the sefer. This sefer has letters on the side, and it's made to use. It's made to open it and to break the letter, and it's made to close again. And get the letter back on it. So, as much as by boines, mutar lechatchila to open the bag of the sukkah roof because it's made to be open and closed. So here, by issa koisev and moichik, we're also going to apply the same svara since it's made, right? It's made to open and close. It's mutar lechatchila to use that sefer. That's one svara. Another interesting svara the Ramah wants to bring is. He's saying that issa kosev is to write a letter. Yeah, take a pen, I'm writing a letter. If I've already got the ink, I've got the letter. I'm just, half of the letter is here, and the other half is in a different place. All I'm doing is, he calls Q. I'm just taking them when I'm putting them next to each other. That is not kosev. Kosev means to write a letter, not to take two halves and putting them next to each other. He brings the Rav from Gomorrah, they're very busy about this. But the svar is, he says, that to be mekarev, to bring two halves next to each other, that is not meleches kosev. And here, I'm not writing a new letter, the letter is here. It should happen to be that the top part is on that side, and the other half of the letter is on the other side of the letter, of the sefer. By closing it and bringing the two halves together, being mekarev, two halves together, is not kosev. And another svar, he wants to say, that's not derech ksiva, it's not the way how you write. But the final psak of the Rumor is that it's mutter to use such a sefer. Not much later, the Levush wrote his sefer, and he says, it's korv l'yisachatav chayav chatav. He says, you're not allowed to use such a sefer. And he doesn't like any of the svaras we said before. Then we got a Taz, the Mogen Avraham, everyone speaks about this, we don't have so much time. We go straight to the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah brings in Shin Mem that sefer, or has letters on it on the side, and he says that Haba Choinim Amatir allowed, other ones say he shouldn't, but the minig is to use such a sefer. But Mikomok, if you have another sefer, you have two sidurim, one say Siddur has letters on the outside, and the other one doesn't, then Lachatchile should better use the one that doesn't have any letters. But the Mishneh Berurah seems to pasken that as long as you don't have another sefer, then we're going to go with the Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah brings only one svar, it doesn't bring the Ganze Tshuva, it just brings the first svar, which I think is very easy to understand. We said because it's made for it, it's made to open and close, as much as you're allowed to open the door, so here also you're allowed to open the sefer because it's made to be used and to open and close all the time. According to the Mishneh Berurah, going back to our Shaila of the book here, it's made, it's the same idea. This is made to be open and closed all the time. So if you have another book, but I want to read this book. This is Mr. Man's book of special spirits. This is, I only have one of them. And it should be mutter to read it. Especially for kids, I'm saying you. Number two. It's not going to happen. But that's the thing. Mishneh Berurah seems to go with the Ramah. It just says, lechatchila, it's better to take another sefer if you have another one. If you are not desperate to read it, then feed the Mishneh Berurah should be mutter. I want to say another svar in a few minutes that it might be even better than Mishneh Berurah's case. I just want to bring in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish brings the Ramah, right, brings Mishneh Berurah. He says he doesn't understand that svar. Right, it's made to open and close should help by kosev. He says when it comes to Melechas Boine, the Issa Boina means to create something, you build something. Till now you had loose pieces of wood, put all the pieces together, now you've got a nice table. So, if it's made to go and to take it apart and put it together, or the spark is made to open and close, I'm not creating something new. It was always here. The door, I'm not building a new wall to the house. The door was always here. So by Boina, Mishneh Chazon Ish Zok, understand that svara, that since the Issa is binyan to build something, that's not considered building something because it was always here. When it comes to kosev, then Dr. Chazon Ish is not going to help you to say that safe is made to open and close. When it's open, I don't have the letter. When I close it, I've got a new letter here. The Meila of Chazon Ish says there can't be such a svara because it's made to open and close to help us by kosev. But he wants to use a new svara to be matter to use those svarim, and that svara is not going to help us. That's the problem. His svara is ain't a miskaven. If you're not mechaven for something, here when you open the sefer or you close it, you're not mechaven to see the letters or to break the letters. You want to use the sefer. Happen to be that every time you open the sefer, then the letters on the outside are going to break. When you close it again, they're going to come together. But you know Mechavim. No what? There's a lot of psigresha. Psigresha is awesome. But here he wants to say that the Issa is only a trader abom. It's not miskayim. Because it's made to open and close, it's iksav, the letters are not going to be there forever. So because it's iksav she'enu miskayim, Mishnah said, if you use ink or you write on a paper, it's awesome, and I tell you, they use made payers or various things who are not going to last a long time, then it's only also made the Rabbana. So here, even though Because it's understanding that by closing it, you are writing a letter, but it's not something which is going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, the safe is more closed.
Still, by the minute you're going to open it, let's say in a half an hour, we don't know when, and Avnezer doesn't like it, but that's a chaznish. It's enough to make it Eina Miskai, that it shouldn't be awesome in our Torah. Yeah, so here it's not Miskai because of a different reason, not because the ink is not good, no, because it's made to open, and when it's open, you don't have the letter anymore.
On the book, you want that picture,
okay? Oh, that's what I'm trying to explain. Very good. Well, even though, according to the Mishtabua, the book might be Mutter, but according to the Chazon Ish Svara is only by the Sefer, it's gebuyed on the fact that it's Ein Im Iskaven. Okay. It's only a Psegeisha, by Trei Darabona, is Mutter. But even Chazon Ish says, according to my Pshat, it's only a Psegeisha, by Trei Darabona, it's not a Chatrile. Shas Utchak, we're going to allow you to use that sefer, but usually we don't use the het of segregation for trei darabon. But what I'm trying to explain is, according to the Chazon Ish, it's only by a sefer, because here you're not mechamen by opening and closing it to write the letters on the outside. But here, every time you open and you close the book, you close it because you want to see that picture, and you open it, you want to see what's underneath. So here, according to Chazon Ish, it might be a problem. But I want to say another story maybe to be mad at this. Because are you allowed to play puzzles on Shabbos? You have a puzzle, lots of little pieces, you put them together, then you're writing a picture, you're making a picture by putting the pieces together.
Okay,
that's right. All those. You just want to get the picture, or the poets can bring down. The poets can say,
Jigsaw
all of us,
it's not
this guy. So Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos, he brings down, he says, if you've got loose pieces, who are not, when you're putting them next to each other, and they're not stuck together like a puzzle, when there's no frame holding them together, it's mutter l'chatchila. So he says, any pieces, magna the fish is a problem. It might be a problem, because there you've got the fridge who's holding them together. Yeah, that's another shmuz, because that's, there's a Mogna Vorma about putting sticking letters onto a paroichas. Now that's not our case here. We're trying to say, loose pieces of paper or puzzles, if there is nothing holding them together, either because there's no frame or they don't hold together, it's mutter. Because a kosev is only writing a letter. So if there's some sort of a chibur, there's something holding the two halves together, then you see here, a letter. As long as they just lie next to each other, but there's nothing holding them together, it's mutter.
Nice to share a proven that they weren't out of the base next to each other.
Yeah?
That was lost a bit in
Mishkan. No, that was the writing of the letter.
Yeah.
Here, the letters are from before Shabbos. You're not writing them, you're just putting the two halves together. The Moshe has an interesting tshuva. They had, I don't know why it happened, they had the paroiches. Here, we only have one paroiches. It was a big Aron HaKodesh, two paroiches, and like, we have our curtains there, and the ayin, I don't remember what the whole sentence was, but the ayin happened to be half of the ayin was on one poroiches, and the other half of the ayin was on the other half, on the other poroiches. So Moshe says there's no chibu between the two poroiches. So therefore you can use that poroiches. So the chatchila don't do it, because the chatchila shouldn't put yourself into it. But if you have such poroiches, you can close it and open it, because there's no chibu. And the same story here also, if the Mushlem Zam is using by any games, if there's no chibur between the two halves, then you're allowed to put them together. If you have a normal puzzle, where either there's a frame or there's something else holding them together, you call a chibur, then it's awesome. Yeah. So here, going back to our case, there's no, one second, that's something before, I know what happens often, we started by the siddur, yeah? Come to shul, you take old siddur, there's a torn page. Now the Oreich HaShabbos wants to use, say that maybe that's also not machuba. What happens is half of the page is torn, so the half at the bottom, and you put the two sides next to each other, are not machuba. You've got the top of the page was still together, might help you along to hold the bottom together, and it's not on a place where the two letters are going to meet each other, there's no chibur. So the Shabbos wants to use, he says, you should better not hold them next to each other very, very close, you should leave a little gap. But he has a tzad that because of Shlomo Zalman and the Moshe say in the cave, there's no chibah at all. It's more lechatchila to put them next to each other. So to here, when the half of the page is torn, you're allowed to put the two halves together. So here, there's no chibur. It's a long page. When you put it together, there's nothing holding this side of the picture together the other half. So if you say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say, that in order to be oivan kosev, has to be that there's something holding them together. Here there's nothing holding the two halves together. So you've got another tziruf to be matir. So started off with a mishtabura, who wants to use a more hetzah, because it's made to be open and closed. And the mishtabura seems to be very happy with it, unless you've got another siddur or another sefer where you might not have here another book. But the main problem was the chazanish. They call him the chazanish for it, and it's only at psikeshes. But if we go with the mishtabura and we say our second svara, that you need a chibur, so here it might be mutter again, because there's no chibur, there's nothing holding the half of the picture together the other half. Now, just going back to the torn page, so first we're saying it's mutter, because there's no chibur. You've got the two halves, so you want to put them together to be able to read whatever it said. So there's no chibur holding the two halves together. That's one svara that the Baruch Shabbos wants to use, but he's not so happy with it, because there's always a top half. Might be enough of a chibur. I look in Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa, where he also speaks about this torn page. And he says the minik is to be matir. And here he wants to use the svara, the other svara we mentioned before from the Ramah. The Ramah, we said, says the svara that when you're not writing the letters, you're just taking two halves and you're putting them next to each other. You makarev, you're bringing together two halves, it's mutter. So here, even let's say it is a chibur, but here, because it's a tzoyer, you can use that svar of the Ramah, and you're allowed to bring the two halves together. So, therefore, he says the minig, most people, he says the minig, is that you have a torn page, you can put it together. But the Rosh Hashanah says better if it's possible, if you can, to leave a little gap or something in between, and then it's zichem otto, and that's what's.
Very often, that period of time, the training, the